Hey, we're going to get started in Child's Pose. This is going to be a make our way into Monday, straight down Broadway. The stuff that works. Good. Long, slow breath in. Long, slow breath out. On your next inhale, come on up to hands and knees. Take a few rounds of cat and cow poses, round and arch. And if you'd like to make those more creative, get into your body and what it needs this morning, feel free. Back into a center line after your next round. And walk your hands slightly forward. Tuck your toes. This time, just sit your hips back toward your heels for a stretch of the feet. And if you want, you start to walk your hands in to give a deeper stretch as you press back. Breath here. Breath out. Then we're going to walk the hands back out, and we're going to come into that really relaxed up dog. So press your hands down, lift your chest, lift the back of your head. So relaxed, not casual, right? So really focused on good alignment. Press your hands down, lift your chest, press your feet down. The knees can be down though, and from your knees on the floor, lift the center of your chest. Then with an exhale, we're going to press hands and knees to downward facing dog. And here, hands down and forward, bend your knees, slide your hips up and back. Then pull your chest forward toward your hands. Lengthen out front body. Breath in. And breath out. Look forward, walk forward, top of the mat, ragdoll. If you'd like to take your hands behind you, lace the fingers, or if you'd like to grab a strap or a towel, take the hands behind you, arms behind you. Go for it. Breath here. Breath out. And releasing your hands if they're bound. You can take your hands to the floor. You can take your hands to blocks. Draw heart forward. Bring your left hand to the center line of your mat. Bend your left knee. Open the right arm to the side. So we have a twist here. That's eased along by the left knee bending as much as you need it to. Could also be eased up by putting a block under the hand at any height. If you're enjoying this and you want a little more challenge to the twist, straighten the left knee to whatever degree you can. A little more challenge, bend the right knee. Breath in. And breath out, we'll come back to center. And right hand at the center line of the mat, right knee bent, then left arm open. Good. Then back at center. Pause here, draw your heart forward and back, hug in. Release your hands, walk your feet together. Press your feet down, inhale, rise up to standing, mountain pose, or reach, and like really reach. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms. See if you can reach your right hand a little higher. See if the right arm will go higher. Then dig your left heel in, match that with the left arm. Okay, new mountain pose. We've moved the goalposts here. That's your reach each time. Breath in. When we breathe out, we're going to bow forward, starting sun A. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. High or low push-up. Press the floor. That upward facing dog we did before with knees down for this one. And draw your heart up. Draw the back of your head up. Length on both sides of your body, front and back. And downward facing dog. Breathe all the way out. We'll use a relaxed up dog. Precise, but relaxed. Look forward, walk, or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, bow. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, bow forward, nice. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, step back, high or low push-up. The upward facing dog, go with knees down, lengthen, and then if you like, press the feet down and squeeze the legs to lift the knees. Downward facing dog, breathe all the way out. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. One more. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. And breathe out, fold. Really nice. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And get the length, and then if you want that, squeeze the legs. Breathe out, down dog. Pause here for breath in, reach through your arm. Find the ring and pinky fingertip, press out through those edges. Empty, look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. And breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Press your feet down. Breathe in. Reach up. Really reach. Squeeze your legs. Squeeze your arms. Sit back and reach forward. Utkatasana. Whatever degree of depth you got. Press your feet down. Breathe in. Reach back up. Mountain pose. Breathe out. Fold and bow. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Flat back. Plant your hands and step back. High or low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. We're going to walk the hands back to the feet. Feet wide apart. Sit low, malasana squat. Dig your heels in. As you exhale, stand up. Place your fingers, press the knuckles up toward the ceiling. Then inhale, sit back, keep your chest up. Exhale, we're going to bow. And inhale, walk your hands out to a high plank. We're going to exhale, lower slowly to the floor, push the mat away, and then inhale, locust pose, arms at sides, squeeze your shoulder blades toward one another, down your back. Slow release down and press up, hands and knees, tuck your toes, down dog. Land there, get empty, then look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, bow forward. One more round. Breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, sit back. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms. Exhale, bow. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands. High to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Walk your hands back to your feet. Sit low. Stand up and reach. Good. Sit low. Bow forward. Breathe all the way out. Breathe in, walk your hands up to a high plank. All the way to the floor, push the mat away. Locust pose. Slow release down. Press up. Hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Down dog. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Breathe out. Fold. All right, sit your hips back. Utkatasana. And take sun B with crescent. And exhale, bow forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Right leg backing up behind you. Bend your knee. Draw to your chest. Big step forward. Low lunge. Hips low. Heart high. Reach. Hands in and down. Step back. Idle up. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Left leg backing up behind you. Bend the knee into your chest. Big step. Hips stay low. Lift your chest. Keep the legs low as you bow. And hands down. Step low. Push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Really nice. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana, chair pose. Same thing, but with warrior two. Exhale. Bow forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Flat back. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Down dog. Breathe in. Right leg backing up behind you. Bend your knee, draw to your chest, big step forward on your center line. Back foot flat, come up and around. Warrior two. Good. Keep the legs low as you cartwheel the hands down. And step back, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind. Bend your knee, draw it into your chest. Big step center line, back foot flat. Stay low in your legs as you come. Stay low in your legs as you transition down. Plant your hands, step back, idle low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, down dog. Pause here, breath in. And breath out. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. You press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Really reach. And then eagle, right arm underneath, right leg over top. On your inhale, unwind and reach up, mountain pose. Then left arm underneath and left leg over top, eagle. On your inhale, unwind, reach up. And take dancer right arm down. You could catch the right foot. You go unbound, we breathe here. squeezing the shoulder blades toward the center of your back. Breathe. One more breath in, then exhale, slow release, hands to heart center, foot to the mat. Breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, left arm down. You can catch the left foot or go unbound. Draw both shoulder blades toward the center of your back. Lift your chest up. Breathe in, and breathe out, hands to heart, foot to mat. Steady into rhythm of breath here. One more. Slow, steady round of breath. On your inhale, you'll let your right leg float its way up to tree. Hands to your heart, arms to the sides, arms overhead. Rest your foot down, lift up to the top of your head. Breathe. And exhale, hands to heart, foot to mat. Pause. Then other side, let the left foot find its own way. And you reach. Breathe in. Breathe out, hands to heart, foot to mat, pause. Press your feet down, breathe in and reach up. And exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands low, push up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Down dog. Good. We're going to step the right foot halfway up the down dog. Take it toward the side of the mat so it's on the edge. Then both heels spin over to the left. Your toes are pointing to the right. Right foot's flat. Left foot's on its outer edge. You're going to step over side plank. You're going to press the heel down, lift the hips as far as they'll go up. So it's a leg action, not really the arm action. That driving down center of the heel into the mat, hips high. And then right hand down, step back, down dog. Left foot, halfway up the dog pose, out to the edge of the mat. Spin both heels over to the right, left arm up. Dig the left heel in, make this a leg pose. Press the heel into the floor. Hips lift high, two. Keep the upper hand balanced over the shoulder there. Breath in. And then back to center. Hand down, foot back. Downward facing dog. Right side again, slightly different version. So footsteps halfway up. Heels spin to the left. This time, hips almost all the way down to the mat. Keep pressing into your right heel. We're letting the left side body open up there. You can take hand to knee or you can reach for the back wall. It's the underside that's getting the action here. Then right hand down, back, down dog. Left foot forward, spin your heels right. The hips are lowering down. Just be sure that your right hand's a little out in front of the shoulder. You're not jamming anything up in there. And left arm reaches for the back wall. Drop the hips heavy, drawing the heart up. Just getting right side body opening there. Two and one. Left hand down, step back, down dog, breath in, and breath all the way out. And look through your hands, walk or hop to seated, come down onto your back, take bridge. Good. One more breath in. And exhale, slowly come on down. Breath. Let it go. Up again for bridge, or if you like wheel, go for it. Breath in, breath out, slowly make your way down. Supta Baddha Konasana, soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides. Have a breath. And let it go. Really nice. Bring your knees into your chest. Give them a good hug. And with one knee in each hand, let your hips get still and just trace circles with the legs. So DJ knees. And you may want to take the hands away and let the legs do their own thing. Good. And bring that back to center and knees together, feet together, tabletop, right angle, belly twisting pose, knees side to side. Press back to center. And when you exhale, nose into knees, knees up to nose, curl tightly in. When we inhale, we're going to reach long into extended low boat. Sacrum's flat, lowest rib is down, head is down. You curl up again. And then reach long, breathe in. Breathe out, curl. You do lift as much as you can off the floor here. And then you plant sacrum, lowest rib, back of your head down as you reach. Two more. Curl in. Really reach long. Same idea as that mountain pose. Extend. Accentuate that. Exhale, curl. Inhale, reach. This time, just bringing your knees to your chest and catching them with your hands. You have a little rock side to side across the sacrum here. Any finishing postures or stretches you like, pick those and make your way to Shavasana. Really nicely done. Enjoy the rest.
When you're ready to move again, start with your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Take a moment, have a big shoulder shrug here. And bring hands together at heart center. Thumbs to forehead center. Really well done, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Awesome. Well done. See you soon. Super. Have a great day.